listener choice, our very first one. And thank you very much to Nikki for the comment and or suggestion. And usually the turnaround will not be this quick, because this was just a nice coincidence that I happened to be off today and I just released the Joker documentary. And I'm guessing, Nikki, you saw the episode and dropped the idea for Peacemaker. So thank you very much to that. And I think I might, depending on how frequently we get them, I might convert the bonus daily show that we do on Sundays to a listener choice. So if you have any suggestions, movies, TV, preferably movies, but TV shows are all right, send them our way through any of the contact information in the show notes, Letterboxd, YouTube, email, social media at FilmBuds. Let us know what you'd like to see reviewed. And so thank you very much again to Nikki. Let's talk Peacemaker, which there is only one season so far. And this show, at least for the first season, is technically in the DC Extended Universe, which we have covered all of, movie-wise at least, on the show. So you can check all that out. So Peacemaker came out in 2022, is created by James Gunn, which I did not know going in. Stars John Cena as Peacemaker, Danielle Brooks, Freddie Storma, Jennifer Holland, Steve Aggie, Dee Bradley Baker, and a few others. And the synopsis is, picking up where the Suicide Squad 2021 left off, Peacemaker returns home after recovering from his encounter with Bloodsport, only to discover that his freedom comes at a price. So I just happened to watch the show recently, so I did not need to go through it again. So it just happened to be good timing. I liked the Suicide Squad, the James Gunn film. I didn't love it as much as some people seem to. I think that the first and third Guardians are better than that. I think it's better than Guardians Volume 2, but I didn't love the Suicide Squad as much as I wanted to. I still liked it. I still liked the characters. I liked the world. I liked the more violent R-rated nature of the story. And when I heard about this one, I didn't have a huge interest because I didn't really love the character, the Peacemaker character in the movie. And so I was like, all right, I'll get to it when I get to it. But recently I just happened to have a free night, so I went through it and I liked it more than I thought I would. One thing, again, I didn't know James Gunn was involved, and so that was a nice surprise, because I think his writing especially is very strong. He has that sort of, I don't know what you would describe it as, like kind of charming juvenile humor and dialogue to his characters. And the Peacemaker is a very, very immature, racist, violent, ignorant character, but like the Suicide Squad characters and some of the Guardians as well, Gunn is able to give it a bit of a self-awareness. And so you aren't necessarily watching characters act and talk that way, but thinking that it's the right way or it's a good way. It's more so just funny or ridiculous, or you aren't necessarily supposed to agree with them all the time. So he has a good way of making those anti-heroes, vigilantes, interesting despite their bad qualities. And his pretty signature use of gore and blood and body horror, which one of the best, I think, in this series is in the first episode at the end where he uses the sonic boom on the girl in the parking lot. And that's pretty crazy. And so there are some good moments, and he definitely has a lot of that in the Suicide Squad as well. Since Guardians is PG-13, there's not much of that. But with this character, he definitely gets to go all out. And when it comes to John Cena, he definitely has grown on me. I don't think he's an amazing actor, and I doubt anyone does. But when he first started being in movies, I was a little like, eh, not really doing much for me. But he has grown a little bit in that, and I think he's got some good charm, some good humor. He can have some good deliveries, and he has a good presence. So if he is in a movie, whether it's a lead role or a supporting role, typically I find him better in a supporting role, but I'm usually not upset. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. John Cena's in this. That's all right. And so he's quite good in this. This is probably his best performance. He does carry the show fairly well. And the rest of the cast is good. I really like the actor who plays his father. I like the vigilante character. I think everybody is funny and has a good place in the series. I do find, and this is just a personal thing, and I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I almost always wish that shows like this could be a movie instead. while I think that there aren't many big weak points, there are points where it does drag a little bit, runs out of steam in the middle, and I find that I would almost rather have a 2.5 hour movie rather than an 8-episode series. Because while I appreciate that most episodes were only about a half hour and there were only 8 of them, it still felt too long for what the story is. And so that's a little bit of a detractor, not a big deal, but that's just how I feel. Maybe I'm in the minority there, I don't know. Otherwise, it looks quite good, directed very well. I think the, not to spoil it too much, but the big creature at the end in the barn is awesome and very classic James Gunn design. He has a great eye for weird, gross monster creature designs, so I really like that. The overall idea, which is probably the best aspect of the show, is how John Cena's character is coming from this very, very racist, ignorant home, and his father being the worst of it. And to me, at least, a lot of the show was about showing someone who is growing up in a certain kind of environment and having to change their behavior, or not having to, but wanting to in some ways. And also the idea of ignorance, and just because you come from an ignorant home doesn't give you the excuse of acting that way later, especially if you have more of an awareness of how the rest of the world is and thinks. And so if you repeat the past, if you repeat what your parents and guardians did, and you're aware of that, you're not really excused in that way. And so I think all of that way makes sense, and that overall growth of him trying to separate himself from his father, and his father being unwilling to change, but he is, at least in some ways, I think all of that is quite interesting and nothing crazy deep, but it does give the show a little bit more weight to it and resonance than I thought it would going in. So I really like that, and I appreciate them for putting that in there, because that is a very, sadly, a very important, relevant idea going on right now, as it always has been, but these days especially. So that works. The soundtrack, James Gunn has a great ear for good soundtracks, as it is with Guardians 1 through 3, and then Suicide Squad, and then I think in this, it's probably one of his best, because he picks these heavy metal anthems and hair metal and all this very 80s classic rock, but it's usually not big hits, like the greatest hits. He has the ability to find songs that are still very catchy and commercial, but aren't the ones you've heard a million times, so I appreciate that. So it's overall a solid show. I will be curious to see what they do with the second season whenever that comes, but to end things off, I do wish it was a movie series instead, like a franchise, because I would watch a second movie, a third movie with this group of characters, and done by James Gunn, if that's how it was going to be. So give it a look. It's definitely an interesting sort of one-off show that I feel like deserves a little bit more praise than it got. And you definitely could do a whole heck of a lot worse when it comes to comic book shows and movies. So that is a 4 out of 5. And thanks again to Nikki for the suggestion. And if anyone out there, again, has recommendations, suggestions, whatever, and you'd like to see something reviewed on the show in this way, please let us know. Social media at FilmBuds, Letterboxd, YouTube, email, and all that stuff is in the show notes. So please send stuff our way. Thanks.